I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects for a Friday. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. It's everything you've always wanted and more, because that's how we do radio around here. It's an interactive show. You guys have been great in participating. We've been talking about everything from homeless people to the finals. It is pouring in Dallas. Hopefully it will stop, and they have the tarp on the field so that we will not miss an opportunity to beat the Rangers' ass tonight with a great pitching matchup I'm really looking forward to, which is Keuchel and Darvish. I hope that one gets in.
I don't.
Why?
I hope it gets rained out so that I can watch it, because it'll be a day game tomorrow.
No, so if it's a day game tomorrow, they might push it to the next time.
That'd be fine, too.
Selfish, yeah. All about you.
I'd like to see that game.
Nick, see how it is? But yeah, you like to team up on me every time you get it.
I'm looking at the Rihanna pictures. That's why I'm kind of distracted.
Yeah, and
she does
so,
not look bad at all.
No,
she,
they just, showed, though, they just sure. showed the video of her.
From last night.
From last night. And I don't think that's not thick Rihanna. She's a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm.
She's
but here,
thicker.
Look, I found the tweet from Lamont. And I'm going to go follow at Barry is Funny if you want to see thick Rihanna. And
feel free to follow Nick and Joel too, just because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess you can follow those guys.
At the producer Joel, what is it? At Pac-Man Nick, what is it?
There is no I in team, but there's an M and an E, and it's right next to me, baby.
So this is thick Rihanna. I don't like this.
All those haters, by the way.
See it?
Yeah. You down with that?
She's still got pretty thick face.
You know those jeans didn't come ripped. That's just from the weight that she gained.
She bent down because that last fry fell on the floor.
Yeah, she blew the knees out. All right, I'm going to stop while I'm ahead. Hey, I don't know. While you look at the pictures, I'll give away tickets because I promised we would. Okay, so we'll do this. We've got the 8 o'clock tomorrow show is gone. So your choices are 8 o'clock tonight or 10:30 tomorrow. Your choice, 8 o'clock tonight, 10:30 tomorrow. We'll do, this is for my show at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase, so you can do 8 o'clock tonight, 10:30 tomorrow. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, you win two tickets to come watch me and Dave Landau and whoever's hosting. It's going to be a blast. This is your chance to come and check out some comedy.
Good
so,
stuff.
Yeah, do that.
See the gifts that keep on giving.
Yeah, and instead of, I'll give you the choice for this one and the next one, so I won't make you if you get the 10:30 late show, I won't make you go to that if you can't. So you'll get your choice for the next one, too.
Wow, Nick. Somewhere deep inside there is a...
Huh?
Somewhere deep inside there is an ounce of kindness. Yeah.
I'm a nice guy, Joel.
It's like I thought you had a generator on the outside just to keep everything running, but actually somewhere deep inside there is a little heart.
This is also what Lamont tweeted
that.
Me.
There's
is
nothing that, wrong with that.
No. And he said that I would think that was too much ass. And that's definitely not too much ass. And you want me to tell you why that's not too much ass?
Please.
Because everywhere else, she's not big.
It's proportionate?
Yeah. Well... ass is not proportioned. That's a lot of ass.
Yeah,
but it's not too much ass, because too much ass is usually on the fat girls. That's when it's too much ass. This is okay.
Okay.
This isn't bad. So you can go follow that whole tweet thing and see what Lamont was sending out. By the way, you should follow Lamont, too.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You sure?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm gonna have him check.
I'm gonna double check that right
Look,
now.
You're like, uh-oh.
I get every tweet he ever sends. I don't know why.
Well, but he at you. If you're not following him, you don't see his stuff.
No, I'm not talking about show tweets. I'm talking about outside of shows.
Oh, okay. Then you follow him. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Nick, do you follow him?
I do.
Okay.
I follow Lamont, and she is thick.
Now?
She's thicker.
In that one.
The jeans one. I didn't see the jeans one. The one that Lamont tweeted?
Yeah,
I didn't see that jeans. I went on your timeline.
Yeah, then the jeans. That's a little...
She's thick.
She let it go there.
She looked good last night.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She looked good last night, for real.
It's not the end of the world.
Until she did the dap thing, because that was completely unnecessary.
The dab?
Whatever the hell it is.
Dap. Dap is a handshake.
No, I get the dap.
Dab is the stupid thing.
The stupid thing with the armpit of your...
Like 13-year-old girls have ruined.
Yeah, that Cam started doing. She did it after she did
It was a rapper in Atlanta that started it.
Well, I'm just saying Cam made it popular.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every kid in America, when they're on TV, looks like they're convulsing because they're trying to do it. And by the way, that little green rectangle that says following when I see Lamont, that means I've been following.
There you go. Yeah. All right. You know, a lot of people are asking me about this Kathy Griffin thing.
Is that just because of the comedic tie-in?
I think so. A lot of people are like, did she go too far? What do you think? I have a hard time feeling sorry for Donald Trump in this case. One, you know, I don't think she went too far. She's a comedian. And comedians, there are some lines you don't cross. But I think that, you know, she's expressing an opinion. And it's a slippery slope when you start censoring people's opinions. Now, beheading a president, not a good look. Not smart. You know, if a comedian would have done that with Obama, it would have been a lot of backlash. There's no doubt about that. So in that regard, yeah, I think that's a slippery slope. But especially being a comic, I'm not a guy that wants to start censoring people. You know
what
I mean?
Should she have deleted the post?
Well, yes. But the damage was already done.
She should have apologized. But she shouldn't have deleted the post if that's how she felt.
She did apologize.
Then that's fine. That's fine.
Still lost her job on New Year's Eve for it, too.
Yeah.
See, I don't think she should have.
But I have a hard time feeling sorry for him because this is the same guy that said, grab him in the pee.
Well,
and
so
he calls
she had a press
fat,
conference today.
Fat women pigs, and he's not joking about it. I mean, like, I tell fat jokes, right? But I'm also a comedian telling a joke. And when I'm on stage telling fat jokes, it's from the perspective of when I was overweight and the experiences that I went through. So, but Donald Trump, the way he was talking about women in particular, that's fine if you're going to do it. I'm not going to tell Donald Trump he can't say that. But don't be sensitive when it comes back at you. That's all I'm saying.
And the 3 a.m. Twitter account, right? When he sends his tweets, he's taking shots at people and calling people out and saying names. But the thing is, she had a press conference today. She was not shy about saying, look, at least I don't walk around and grab guys in the and she actually dropped the D word several times during the press conference, and you could see she's got that Gloria Allred's daughter representing her.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer was like, "What did it?
Too late. It doesn't matter." Yeah, I mean, it is a fine line. You can't be, you can't go around beheading presidents as a joke. I think
this is the country of free speech too, so it is.
But
it's
like
a fine
I said,
line.
Like I said, if a comedian would have done that with Obama,
okay,
there would have been backlash. You know what I mean?
I heard people calling into shows today saying this happened all the time with Obama, but no one even raised a hand or ruffled a feather with it.
Yeah, well, what it was, and I know what you're talking about, there was incidents of him like hanging effigy or, you know, in shackles, not shackles, but like what are the old stocks, like the wooden thing that covers your arms and your head or whatever. But I don't know that there wasn't celebrities doing that. That was just ignorant people.
Yeah, I see the point, but I also understand
because
that
ignorant people are going to do stuff
on a regular basis, by celebrities.
It's just like the nude Donald Trump that was put in the middle of Times Square or whatever. That wasn't a celebrity. That was just somebody doing that. And don't even get me started about how that's part of the problem with politics today is this tit for tat. Well, you did this, so it's okay that we did this, and it drives me insane. But I just think that, yeah, what she did, there's a very fine line between freedom of speech and just, and she came close. And I support her right to do that. But I think she should have apologized, and if she did, I mean, that's good.
She did it without makeup on,
but I don't think she should have deleted the tweet.
I think she should have done it with makeup on.
I wouldn't have deleted the tweet, just considering everything that she's lost. I mean, she's gotten everything that's happened to her, multiple death threats, fired from multiple jobs, had multiple events canceled.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't undo the fact that you did it. It's not going to take it away. It's just like the Covfefe tweet. He deleted that. But then he had to come back and say, come on, guys, y'all know there's a hidden meaning. Figure it out. Joking, of course. And then, you know, and then you see the here comes the left. Oh, he's an idiot. He's trying to make it like he meant to. No, he's joking.
See, I didn't even know she was talking today. Apparently, she was in tears. She said Trump is trying to personally ruin her life. This is all crap. I didn't know.
You mean today's press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know until you mentioned it on the air. And apparently, she was in tears. So,
well.
Yeah. But again, you know what you're doing when you did it. You just didn't realize the reaction was going to be what it was. She did apologize. As I said, she did it without makeup on, and I wish she would have put makeup on for it. But
random question, though, above, over, under 55, the age of 55.
Kathy Griffin?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I thought she was younger. I'll go under.
Here's the other thing. She didn't get fired from a job.
She's over 55?
She's 56.
Damn.
I thought she was
younger. That surgery helped.
She's had several.
Oh, she's had surgery?
Oh, yeah.
Had no idea. Oh, you can kind of tell.
Oh, that's what Cody Parker said. I don't see what the big deal is with Kathy Griffin. Clearly, no one has seen a Gwar show. Have you seen the band Gwar that they go out there with?
Yeah, but
that's funny.
I forgot. The line that she used, and what was funny is Channel 2 was taking the press conference live. You got to realize what you're getting into if you're taking a live Kathy Griffin press conference. She goes, I mean, because she lost her job, but it's only on New Year's Eve. So it's not like she's got a 9-to-5 or she's consistently on CNN and all that. But she's like, I mean, come on. I mean, all I'm doing is I'm a single comedian. I go town to town talking about dicks because that's what I do and that's what I get paid for. And they go back to the news and all of a sudden it's like you get two straight-laced reporters going, that was Kathy Griffin. Yeah. At a press conference? I met Richards.
Yeah, you can't say it that way.
Okay, well, I didn't know. You guys have been saying it that way for a long time. I'm not sure. Like, no. You call people
Do I need to make a move?
You call people that every day.
When you're referring to the penis, you can't use the D word. But I can call
you. She goes to entertain Richards.
But I can say you're acting like a dick, but I can't say I'm going to punch you in the D. I don't know why. Yeah, I totally agree with you. But yeah, just in case everyone's wondering why there was
Channel 2 carried it live. All right,
did they live?
That's what I'm saying. They did it live, so they went back to the two anchors, broke right out of it. They're like, so
that's hilarious.
The most awkward.
Channel 2 should have known.
And by the way,
on the internet.
I know Aaron has called and he already got in, and that's fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to start having
political conversation.
If you're going to call and argue one way or the other, save it, Aaron. This was an opinion that was asked and we gave it, but I'm not opening up a political can of worms on this show. It's not what we do. Call Rush or NPR or something. I mean, if you know what I mean? I don't want to do that. No offense.
I'm with you.
It's Friday. I just want to have a good time and have some fun radio. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep.
And he's gone. All right. So I want to tell you guys right now about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. If you're in the market for any kind of furniture, there's only one place to go. Almost all my furniture in my house is all from Gallery Furniture because of the fact that it's solid wood American-made furniture. It's going to last you. You're going to get it at a good price. You're going to get it from great people, and you're going to make sure the customer service before, during, and after the sale is always there. And if you buy today, you get it tonight. It's just how Mac does business. There's no back order slips. There's no waiting once you make the purchase. It's going to be there within 3 to 4 hours after you order it. There's three locations in the Houston area. There's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. There's the Galleria area, Westheimer and Post Oak, and the mainstay, I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And I'm telling you right now, the promotion that he's got going on, if you believe in the Astros, makes everything at Gallery Furniture even better. Because if you're in the market for bedroom furniture, you want an adjustable base, you want a Tempur-Pedic, you want something like that, you go spend $3,000 on bedroom furniture, and if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all free. That's right, free of charge. That's the Astros promotion. That's what he's got going on right now. Check it all out on galleryfurniture.com, or better yet, hit one of the three locations, because as Mattress Mac likes to say, and he's not lying when he says it, Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You hear what he said?
Yeah, I heard.
He said hot. I thought he that was hot. Right about the time that you wanted to just start venting about something.
No.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 FM. You had some pretty entertaining.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, why don't Kathy and the Donalds sit down and have a nice cup of cafefe and talk this
That's
out?
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
Nick, you can't laugh like that.
No.
That wasn't me.
You
okay,
sure?
It was.
So I'm going to go ahead and put this out there because I don't think they're listening. But we have a texter who wants us to replace the soundboard on the Blitz with nothing but woo. So every time Jong would fire like keyboard cat, instead of the dur, dur, dee, dur, 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 it would just go woo instead. I like this idea.
Why?
Why? Because I know they hate it.
Like who
they hate it more than I hate it.
I said the biggest problem is AJ's out of town because AJ would go nuts.
Yeah, they hate it more than I hate it, and I hate it a lot, as you know, when we were at the game and they started. I was going to take the pictures of the people around us wooing and post them on Twitter and put, this is the face of an a-hole, and put it on Twitter, but I couldn't catch anybody in the act of doing it, but I would have, but I really like this idea.
There's a couple of people at a competing station that you could have done that with.
Yeah, old AC did that.
Ooh, big time.
He wooed and then caught a bunch of flack for it. But he had on an Astros jersey, so I don't feel sorry for him.
Yeah, but he had on the one from for
well, doesn't matter. You know me. You know me in jerseys.
Honestly, yeah. I didn't look at him when I said it. I was just like, you know,
I can contain myself.
Somebody said I hate the woo also, but I would listen just to hear their anger. That would ruin their life.
It would be funny.
Oh, yeah. As much as they hate it, if every sounder was woo, and there's no way they could fix that. Because, you know, it's like you said, it's going to take a while to get it all swapped out.
A long time.
So we're on a roll with good audio.
We need to make this happen.
Both, yeah. Both in studio and on tape. But I don't know if you guys caught this or not. There's a little bit of a war going on with the Celtics championship team, started with everybody but Ray Allen bashing Ray Allen on TNT one night. Now it's gotten to the point where Big Baby Davis has a beef with Doc Rivers, which is fine. It's an old player and his old coach getting back into what happened back in the day. Well, it kind of goes sideways when the son gets involved. And oh, by the way, the son is not only Doc Rivers' son, but he's an NBA player. And so Austin Rivers went out and said, his dad had every right to be mad at Big Baby, because Big Baby was overweight, constantly fat. He was missing practices. He was late. Couldn't remember the plays. A lot of other things. Big Baby's on vacation in Hawaii when he hears this. Had a wonderful response on Instagram.
I'm in Hawaii minding my own business. And I look on Undisputed and I see old punk-ass Austin Rivers talking shit. Come on, man. Yeah, I might have been overweight a little bit. Probably late for one or two practices. Come on, man. Don't know the plays? Come on, bro. You're lying now, bro. Now you're fucking lying. Come on now, man. That's a fucking lie. Second of all, your father gave you your money. How can you, like, don't say shit to me. Your father gave you your money. You ain't worked for it. Motherfucker. Type of shit. But I was there. I seen you at practice. You didn't give a f- thinking you all that wearing them tight ass pants. And, you know, your father gave you all that money so you can go wear those tight ass pants. But keep your fucking mouth closed, man. Shut up, man. You're a fucking bum who's been given the world. Shut up and just stay under your father.
Damn. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Because you know what?
That was pretty direct.
He ain't wrong.
He's not dancing around his opinion there.
No.
He was.
But is he wrong?
I like that he was like, you was a bleeping liar. The way he said liar.
That's awesome.
The crack in the voice. Get the liar part. That's a pretty good one, too. I like when he's like, you was a liar.
Now I'm going to ask you again.
Okay.
Is he wrong?
He's not.
Nope.
You made your money. Just stay up under your dad. Made your money. Your dad made your money for you. That's
Austin Rivers, the Duke player for 1 year, was all world. But Austin Rivers, you could have gotten away from that after his rookie contract and never had to deal with it again. His dad traded for him. Then his dad re-signed him at a hefty raise. And he ain't worth that, man. I'm sorry. I've watched his career for a long time, and I thought, no, this kid's going to settle in. He's going to mature, and he's going to get better and better. No.
Come on, bro. You're lying now, bro. Now you're f***ing lying.
You're lying now, bro.
That's awesome.
You're lying now, bro. I like that. I like that a lot.
He might be my new favorite. We should save there.
He might be my new favorite. That was...
And I honestly, when he's on Undisputed, he's great. He's a great guest.
Yeah.
Really transparent, honest.
Somebody texted and said, was that Big Baby or Barry?
What?
Come on, bro. You're lying now, bro. Now you're
fucking
lying.
Come on, bro. I don't sound like that, bro.
You should have dropped
Come on, bro.
The MF one is the best.
Yeah, it is.
I'll say this, though. The one that bothered me, and look, I'll say there's personal bias involved as well. I mean, Ray Allen's a buddy of mine. But the fact that they went out on national TV and Baby, who really never, I know how much Ray like bought him suits and taught him like different things to do and how to act on the road and get used to the NBA. And for him to go kind of jumping in on the bandwagon when KG and Paul Pierce and Rondo were busting Ray's chops, I thought that was a little much. But other than that, Big Baby's very personable, always been a really good interview, a good dude. I'll tell you this, though. How about this? He played running back in high school football.
I'm not tackling that dude.
That's what I'm saying. You want to try and stop that locomotive? Woo, baby.
No, I'm good.
I'm surprised Les Miles didn't say, why don't you play two sports?
Right? Could you imagine? Wouldn't you have to put him at tight end, though, as big as he is?
But you think about playing running back, the NBA but I was still just getting up and down the floor like he did. He's still pretty agile and with decent speed. He can hit the hole.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're going to need about three guys on the D-line to stop him, too. He's going to get three in a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
Minimum. So that was that. That was pretty entertaining. Kevin McHale's supposed to be joining us here in the next half hour.
Lamont said, holy crap, did Joel just go Jim Rome with an awesome racking?
Wait, let me do this, too. Because that was another classic Rome.
Yeah.
Next on the list.
That's what I wish we were like Rome and we could just run callers.
Yeah.
We kind of do.
Oh, of all people, you are the king of that.
Running callers?
Yeah. Hang up on him, Nick. Hang up on him.
Yeah, we've got a promo.
One intern that could have just drove to the station and gave his opinion.
So rude.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a...
So mean.
I don't like that promo. It makes me look good.
That's what I like.
It makes me look like I hate the interns.
But you do.
I know, but it doesn't have to make me look like it.
I mean, you tell us every day in every break how much you hate all of our
interns. Yeah, I know, but we don't have to put that out there.
You said it was getting better, you thought, because we got a female, and then you said she's worse than the male.
Now you're just making things up. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's David Gow's daughter. Anyway, we'll be back with much more.
Really?
The Usual Suspects.
Really, Joe?
No,
we're not going to break yet. Don't push us to break yet. I'm not going to let him do that. No way.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. Usual Suspects getting ready to roll into the weekend. Before we get to anything else, got a call. Josh, I'm interested in this one. NBA Finals referees.
Yes. Are you?
Yes. Josh, what's up?
Hey, before you guys totally flame me for what I'm about to, you know, kind of talk about, let me say, not really a long-time listener, but I love the show. You guys are great, very entertaining and informative. I wondered your guys' thoughts on how the physicality of the game played a tone in the NBA Finals the other night, how the lack of calls how Kevin Love's basically getting tackled every time he touches the ball in the lane. Just how that kind of set a tone early, I thought. And ever since, you know, the midway through the second, you know, even halfway or through the last part of the first quarter, how that played a role and, you know, the Cavs just kind of getting into that slump they could never climb out of. And I'm not saying that the refereeing, you know, caused them to lose the game. They lost the game because they couldn't make shots or play defense. But, I mean, you got to see how that kind of set the tone. And even the announcers, you know, throughout the game would say, man, they're really getting physical down there.
Josh.
And they even questioned some of the calls.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Are you a Cavs fan?
Yeah.
Okay. So you understand where I'm heading with this right away, right?
Like, I understand.
Objectively, if you watch that game, I don't think anyone could say that it was that the refs blew the game or and I know you said that you don't think that it cost them the game. It's the finals. They're going to be physical. Yeah, I mean, we mentioned earlier in the show that Van Gundy even brought up the fact that it was getting pretty rough down there, but I would promise you that if you went back and watched it objectively, you could probably find calls on both ends that either were made that shouldn't have been or vice versa.
Josh, if you taped that game, because I understand what you're saying about Kevin Love, but Kevin Love's going to need to get a little tougher on the post anyway. But at the same time, if you go back and look at how many times LeBron dropped a shoulder and extended his arm and got away with that too, to Barry's point, it works both ways. I mean, there's no doubt I was very surprised in how the level of physicality because they were letting them play. Because in the first quarter alone, the first quarter and a half, there were probably 6 to 10 extra whistles that could have or should have been blown that weren't.
Yeah, and you know, there was one in particular that stands out to me where down low, Draymond Green was posting up LeBron. And before Draymond Green had the ball, LeBron was holding one of his arms behind his back. Draymond's arm behind his back. Mm-hmm. The ball comes in.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And then LeBron was claiming that he's the one that got hooked.
Had him locked in.
And so, I mean, dude, it happens both ways. It really does. Well, it's just tougher as a fan. You tend to be skewed one way, obviously.
For every Durant stepping on the end line on his move with Kyrie, there's LeBron going to the basket in the replay showing that one, he wipes off one guy, and on the other side, Draymond Green gets the foul, and the replay shows never touched him. So you could go back and forth all day, but at the end of the day, when you get that ass whooping by 20+, I don't think the calls had a whole lot to do with it. Golden State played a tempo that Cleveland fell into the trap of trying to play their style. If they really wanted to do, and they could have used that physicality to their advantage last night, they could have done nothing but feed the post, put Kevin Love's ass on one block, put Tristan Thompson on the other, and said, Golden State, find a way with Draymond Green in foul trouble, and also Pachulia with two fouls. Try to find a way to stop those two big guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Game two is obviously a different story. I mean, I saw a stat last night that was mind-boggling to me, but that even in the games of the first two series with these teams that everybody thought were such great finals, the games were rarely decided by less than like 10 points.
Yeah.
So that at the end of the day, you know, we all know the final 5 minutes of games goes. It can get out of hand. But that the difference is when teams won to get up 3-1, Golden State won some pretty big games. But when Cleveland came back, they won by a pretty decided margin. So it doesn't mean that the two teams aren't talented or that the basketball for a lot of the game isn't good, but sometimes it gets a little bit out of hand. But they've also said for every big win in one game, don't think that's a series breaker because the other team has come back and won several games by, you know, double digits as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that this series is over. Not yet. But it was ugly. And like I said, I wanted to see good basketball. And I don't think that the second half of that game was good basketball. And I don't want to watch that kind of game for the rest of this series. I want it to be competitive. I want it to be good.
So you guys didn't like the first half at all?
I mean, the first half was okay. I didn't watch all of it. I missed the first quarter. I watched some of the second quarter.
I thought it was competitive through the first half, but going back to the caller, he kind of, you know, I thought it was interesting that he said the refs set the tone. He doesn't blame the refs for the Cavs losing the game, but they set the tone.
The refs,
that doesn't really.
The refs didn't make JR vacate the lane. You know what I mean? Or Kyrie Irving vacate the lane.
Yep.
The
refs didn't set the tone. They just didn't play as good as basketball. The Cavs didn't play as good as basketball as they should.
The refs didn't force LeBron to turn it over 7 times.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We've talked about this over and over again, but playoff basketball is a different animal. And you can dictate the tempo. It should lend itself to the Cavaliers being able to slow it down get it in the post, grind it out a little bit more. But when you play victim to the fact that Golden State wants to run, and every time you got the ball, you tried to get the quick outlet and push it right back at them, you're playing right into their hands because they got too many weapons. LeBron had 7 turnovers because he was trying to find someone else to help him as well, and he was trying to do too much, and he got caught in the air, and he was throwing it away. But overall, Cleveland does not have the weaponry to try and play fast-paced basketball with the Warriors. They just don't. Kyrie, yes. But in spurts, I mean, Kevin Love's more of a three-point shooter than a low-post player at the four. But Kevin Love, when he came into this league, was a pretty damn good post player. He could go down on that block and he could make some people have to do some things, but they choose not to. I think you play to your strengths. Cleveland's more of a half-court team that can really punish you with Tristan Thompson and guys on the block. They're just not doing it. So we'll see how, you know, everybody's going to make adjustments. Tyronn Lue already asked if he was going to make lineup changes, said no. And that was it.
Just that.
Just it. No.
Yeah, it's not time to.
No. Now, do you think Kyle Korver should see the floor more?
Oh, well, he was 0-for-3 from beyond the arc. And that
but
was
you know, as a
no
shooter,
points.
It's tough to come in cold.
Yeah. You only get
light run and then
rebounds.
You get
I mean, you're going to have to do something to hang with. I mean, because you know that Klay Thompson, there's the possibility that he starts to heat up as well. And if he does, and you've got to deal with, you know, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, and if Draymond Green scores before the fourth quarter, yeah, I mean, they're going to need somebody to come in and provide some. Because they, I mean, to their credit, the Cavs shot about the same percentage-wise from three that the Warriors did. I think it was 11-for-31 versus 12-for-33 in favor of the Warriors. So they hung with them there. It was just from the floor that they didn't.
I mean,
play
we think
as
about
well.
It. My point being, if you're going to try and play their style of play,
you're not
and you better
win.
Load up with shooters.
Yeah.
And Kyle Korver's the best shooter you got.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're going
to
need him.
J.R. Smith, Shumpert. Those guys all got to step up. Otherwise, try and slow it down. Try and grind it out. Try and make them play uncomfortably because they're not used to playing that way because we all know they don't have that many big guys on the roster.
Yeah.
And especially when you get their first two-line defenders, big guys in foul trouble like Green and Zaza. Take advantage of that. They didn't do that last night. Maybe they will in game 2. All right, we're still trying to get Kevin McHale on before the end of the show. We've got some other fun stuff to get to before we send you off on your weekend, but we do appreciate you listening. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Bird and Red Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects. Got about 15 minutes before we turn it over to the Blitz. Is your boy Shock in with Fred again today?
I don't know who is filling in. Do we know?
AJ's out again, right?
Yeah. So, I'm guessing it's either going to be Shock
or Jerome.
Or Jerome is my guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, because AJ's floating the river, the doo-doo water.
Jong is filling in. Tyler is producing.
Oh, hey now.
There you go.
I like it. I like
because
it.
Because AJ was talking about like 50 things to do.
Yeah, he's doing the
barbecue joints and everything.
So he's drinking that dirty doo-doo river water. Okay.
Yeah, which is better than chlorine.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm going to give away the last 2 tickets to my show this weekend at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. You can get tickets online if you didn't win. Go to jokejointcomedyshowcase.com. I think they're on Twitter, like Joke Joint Comedy TX or something like that. Just Google Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. It's easy to find. But so I'll give the option again like I did the last giveaway. You can do 8 o'clock tonight or 10:30 tomorrow night. So it's either 8 o'clock tonight or 10:30 tomorrow night. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. You'll get 2 tickets. I'll just leave your name at the door, whichever hour you pick, whether it's 8 o'clock tonight or 10:30 tomorrow. I'll leave your name at the door. You show up. It'll be you plus one, and then we'll have a good time. Dave Landau, myself, we'll make you laugh. I promise. It's going to be a good time. If you don't have fun, I'll give you your money back for the tickets.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
That means you're not getting any money.
There's a lot of things that you people probably take for granted.
Pointing that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's willing to give you tickets to his shows. And
these come off of my – I only get so many.
Yeah.
My family doesn't get to go because of this.
So appreciate that and realize if you get them, use them.
Word. That's
the most
big
important thing.
That's the thing that I don't like is somebody, and this happened a couple times, where someone will call to win the tickets, but then they don't go.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, there's other folks that are, you know, oh, I didn't win, man, you know, this sucks, that I know want to go, you know, listeners that tweet at me all the time or say they want. So, yeah.